IP?
10 IP.
And your middle name. What's the address for the station?
151 Duesenberg. TC herd only at Duesenberg and Hillcrest. We came up Duesenberg. A couple of sheriffs were already coming up. Made the turn. Parked actually about, I was on the engine, about where the ambulance is.
Okay.
And saw the guy outside of his vehicle, kind of by the bed of the truck. And I thought he was like brushing something off him, but he was actually like slicing his arm. Mm-hmm.
Could you see the knife?
Not really. I think just as we were all just kind of going, oh, looks like he's cutting himself. Mm-hmm. But no, not really. I mean, it wasn't like a big steak knife or anything.
Okay.
And then as we were sitting there, the deputies were pulling their guns out, so I go, let's back up. So we backed up to there.
Okay.
And then as we were sitting there, the three deputies were kind of shoulder to shoulder, kind of walking towards him. And then he came running at him. And then they shot at him.
Yeah. So when you guys first pulled up, you guys are up by the ambulance?
Correct.
And then from there, how many deputies were on scene?
I believe three. There was one over here on the shoulder, the one in the center there, and I think another one at the top.
Okay.
To the right of the red truck. I think that's what it was.
Okay. And then the guy with the truck, or possible crash guy, he was standing at the bed of the truck.
Yeah, so he was on, so the truck, the left side of the truck, the driver's side, he was on that side, kind of towards the back left corner of the bed.
Okay, and from where you guys were sitting inside the rig, you could see him, like, cutting on his arm. Yeah. Which arm was he cutting on?
To me, it looked like he was doing this, so I guess it would be his right arm.
Okay.
That's what it looked like.
So he was cutting with his left onto his right.
That's what it seemed to be, yeah. Because it seemed like him holding it out this way, but I guess it could have been either one. But that's kind of what it seemed like to me.
Okay. And then where were the three deputies in the street?
I think they kind of came around the vehicle in the center there.
Okay.
They kind of mustered up right there and then kind of came around it. I don't know if they had anything in front of them or just they were just like shoulder to shoulder. And they were just kind of walking towards them and then maybe got to the double yellow lines, the far one. Kind of when he started coming at them.
And when he started coming at them, where was he? Was he still on the driver's side?
He was still over there, came around the back of the truck and kind of through the fence, across the dirt, across the sidewalk, into the street.
Okay.
I didn't realize they were using actual ammo because they had the orange rifle out. Mm-hmm. But I also did see the one officer pull out his rifle, whatever the tactical rifle it is. But I couldn't tell if he, but by that point we were over to here.
Okay.
As soon as we saw them gathering their guns up, I go, let's back up.
Okay. How long were we here
when we were visualizing them coming around the back of the patrol car and walking towards them. And we couldn't hear anything they were saying. We had our headsets on, and they said we were all the way over here.
Okay. Was the rescue rig in front of you guys that time?
No, they were behind us as well, and the ambulance was too.
Okay, so you guys were the first ones up to the scene. How long do you think you guys were stopped up there? Yeah, estimated time.
A minute, maybe.
Okay.
I can maybe kind of look at the computer because there was a little bit of conversation with our dispatch if you wanted to get a little bit of an estimate of time. It was probably a minute.
Okay.
If that.
How long, or could you hear any of the conversation going on between the deputies or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm assuming you guys had your
headphones we had our headsets on, and there was some radio traffic too. So no, we didn't hear anything they were saying.
Okay. So they're all mustered up around there, and they kind of start walking towards him, and then he comes out and starts walking towards him, and then what happens?
He was running, not like a full sprint, but he was kind of moving with some purpose towards him. I said the shots that I saw, it almost seemed like they were shooting at the ground first. I don't know if that's something that they would normally do, or maybe that's just... But it seemed like they were kind of hitting in front of them to kind of warn them kind of thing, is the perspective I got.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously they shot him. Then he fell to the ground. He didn't move much. And then they went up to him. I think they took one of the batons and kind of knocked the knife. They were kind of, to me, it looked like they were hitting his hand, which I imagine knocking the knife out of his hand. And then they rolled him over and handcuffed him.
Okay.
And then we kind of sat tight for a little bit, and I think they radioed their dispatch to call our dispatch to clear us to come in.
Okay.
And then we just walked up. We didn't move the rig.
Okay. And then what were you doing at that point?
All of us walked up, and the guys started working on him. The ambulance pulled up to where it's sitting right there. They pulled the gurney out, and they started assessing him. And then the guys, I didn't do a whole lot. I was kind of holding the flashlight and just observing. And a lot of the sheriffs were saying, hey, watch out for the casings on the ground, and just, you know, be aware of the evidence. That's about it. The only thing I really did was hold the flashlight. Okay. All these guys, the paramedics and the firefighters, were assessing them and hooking them up to the monitor.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right. And then when you said you saw the orange gun, how many did you see?
I think I saw the one, which I think came from over here. But it's sitting on the ground, probably where it's sitting still.
Okay.
When we were around the suspect, it was sitting on the ground over there.
Okay. And then how many? When you said that it looked like they were shooting at the ground.
Yeah.
What was it? What was it that on the ground that was?
Just almost looked like a little dust. Like they were shooting at the dirt. You know,
okay.
Kind of knocking some dust up, but like I said, I don't know if it was intentional they were hitting the ground or if it was ricocheting, I don't know, but it just seemed like they were shooting the ground low and then they shot him.
Okay. And how far do you think he was when they started shooting him from the deputies?
Maybe 20 feet.
20 feet?
Yeah. At the most. Seemed pretty close.
Okay. Anything else you can think of? Anything that sticks out in your mind? Do you remember seeing any other, like, people out or anything like that?
No.
Anything like that?
No. No. I mean, just because they pulled out the orange rifle, I assume they were using non-lethal bullets. Well, that wasn't the case.